Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 5th, 2019. Today is Friday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from the sixth chapter of John. The crowd disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me." Again, we're in the sixth chapter of John, this extended discourse about Jesus as the bread of heaven, this notion that to feast upon Jesus, and those of us who are mainline Christians would suggest that feasting upon Jesus in the Eucharist is what is intended here, but that those who feast on Jesus participate in his eternal life. I know I've said this plenty of times in casual conversation, in sermons and elsewhere. The joke about preachers is that we only have two subjects, God and death, and everything else is footnotes. I do a lot of funerals. I spend a lot of time with people who are dying. I pray over the dead. I console and hopefully guide families and loved ones who have lost a dear one to death through those initial stages of grief, the planning of a funeral, and all that comes with that. And today, I received word that a woman I've known since college died. It had been a long journey for Jennifer, years and years, ups and downs, moments of progress and moments of regress. And she was so faithful, constantly believing God, having faith, trusting in the love of her family and the faithfulness of God and the giftedness of her community. And earlier today, she died. But I do not view her death as a failure. She did not fail to pray hard enough, and the people around her did not fail to love her enough, and the medical doctors did not fail to do enough for her care. She simply lived the fullness of human life, which includes death. And even though I haven't seen her in person for a number of years and have only conversed with her through the joys of social media, when I read that she had passed from this life to the next, I felt the grief and loss as a friend. I can only imagine what her husband and children and grandchildren are feeling this evening. Earlier today, I talked to a parishioner who lost her mother earlier this week after an extended and painful process of dying. Last week, we buried out of our church a newer parishioner, but a faithful, faithful Christian. Death is a part of life. And when death comes to families and communities, those losses are felt keenly. And somehow, reading this passage from John where Jesus says emphatically, I will raise them up on the last day, provides me with comfort, provides me with hope, provides me with peacefulness in the midst of the painfulness that accrues to death. One of the things that I often say in funeral homilies is that for Christians, our faith tells us that the end of this life is not the end of it all, that there is for us a habitation, a dwelling place with God. And the way we prepare for that dwelling place is not simply by attempting to do good works. The way we prepare for the feast that is beyond the grave is to participate in the feast that is in the here and now. The foretaste of that heavenly banquet, the bread of life, the cup of salvation, the body and blood of Jesus. I don't know what life beyond this one looks like, but I continue to hope and trust that when I close my eyes in death, there will come a time when I open my eyes and see the one who loved me to the end, the Savior of the world, and my Savior, Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.